listening to Craig Info Talk.
Australia have been the dominant team in Tests and One Dayers for more than a decade, but they have at times looked more vulnerable in the year gone by than they have in recent years, and perhaps never more so than when they recently failed to defend 414 in Perth against South Africa. This is what Ian Chappell had to say after Australia's loss in that game.
The Australians now, they've been vulnerable for a while. They were very vulnerable before they went to India. India beat them 2-0. But when they lose two test matches in a row in Perth, a place where Australia have held the fort for so long, losing to India and now to South Africa, they've got some problems. You're obviously going to have some problems when you lose two champion bowlers in McGrath and Warne, and they are now finding out exactly what reality is after that pair.
And it was in Perth in January this year where the first cracks in Australia's aura of invincibility began to appear. Leading 2-0 in the series, the Australians were expected to steamroll the Indians in what has traditionally been their bastion. But that wasn't to be.
As Ricky Ponting said, they were outplayed by the Indians. And the amazing thing is that under conditions where everybody expected it to suit the Australian bowlers, the Indian fast bowlers, and when you think of that lineup, it's a very inexperienced Indian lineup. They outbowled the Australians, so that must make the Indians feel very good as far as the future is concerned.
The loss of some major players, particularly top class bowlers like McGrath and Warne, it's starting to come home to hurt Australia, and they're starting to realise that it's going to be tougher for them to get victories, because getting those 20 wickets is going to be harder. The other thing that's happened is because wickets aren't falling regularly and you're suddenly getting more runs scored against the Australians.
This was followed by a loss in the best of three finals in the Commonwealth Bank series once again to India.
They've beaten Australia 2-0 by looking for youth, and perhaps that's what Australia have got to start doing. Get a bit younger. This is an old one-day side. It's been a very successful one-day side. But I think it's probably time to start giving youth a chance.
Australia looked to be their old confident self as they beat West Indies in the Caribbean in May in both the Tests and the One-Dayers. But they once again stumbled as they were beaten 2-0 in the Tests in India in October-November as the hosts regained the Border Gavaskar Trophy.
The important area of difference between India and Australia was the attack. India had an attack that was, they had an answer for all the conditions, whereas Australia didn't.
The message they've also sent to the Australians, and if the Australians weren't aware of it before, they certainly are now, that India really do believe that they can beat this Australian side. They certainly have been the two teams who have competed the best and competed the hardest now in international cricket for probably the last decade, and it's a rivalry that's not showing any signs of fading away.
After being humbled in India, Australia then completed a facile win over a weak New Zealand side at home. But all eyes were on Australia's home series against South Africa.
There's never been a better time to play Australia at home. They have been weakened by the loss of some very good players in recent times, and they're going to be weakened by the loss of Stuart Clarke. They've never been more vulnerable at home. It's a matter of whether South Africa are good enough to take advantage of this.
The gap between Australia and the other teams has always been a wide one in the past decade. But 2008 has shown that there is little that separates Australia from its challengers.
Australia with some real problems now. They've got South Africa breathing down their neck in number two. India right behind them in number three. There's no way they're the dominant side they used to be, and they're not going to be for some time yet. It's a matter of whether they can hold those other two at bay.
Australia will play South Africa in South Africa in early 2009, and then it's time for the Ashes battle in England. They will be hoping that their performance in 2008 was an aberration and not a sign of things to come.
This is Crick Info Talk.